The tree of life in paradise is a token of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. As that instrument upon which Jesus hung, its fruit our only life, which we are invited to eat and thereby live forever. Likewise, the wood which was carried by Isaac up to Mount Moriah points to the cross as that which Jesus, who would be our sacrifice, bore upon his shoulders up to Mount Calvary, and afterwards was to be borne by it and offered upon it. So too, the rod of Moses is a great type of our Lord's cross. For as Moses, by his rod, overcame the Lord's enemies and delivered his people from bondage, so did Jesus Christ by his cross, not only once and for all, but also day by day, continually, delivers us from the bondage of sin and death and giving us salvation and life. This is that rod that Moses, the prophet of God, by the Lord's command was to use to do wonderful signs before Israel and Pharaoh. Even as the ministers of Christ, and by his commission, are to work the works of the gospel by way of his cross. This is that rod by which Moses was to drive away Israel's enemies, the instrument to make way for God's chosen people out of Egypt, and the means to help them through their wilderness wanderings. This is that rod used to smite the water in Egypt, turning it to blood. Water into blood by that same power present even now in holy baptism, to make water by the work of the Holy Spirit, wash away sin by the blood of Jesus. This is that rod used to part the waters of the Red Sea, so that the people of Israel could go pass through on dry ground, and later to overcome the host of Pharaoh's army, who followed on their heels. What is this but the cross of Christ making a way for us through the waters of new birth in baptism, overwhelming and drowning our enemies, sin, death, and the devil? For the evil one and all his host can no more come near to us to harm us than Pharaoh and his army, being drowned in the Red Sea, could rise up to hurt Israel. This is that rod by which Israel was sustained and nourished through their wilderness wandering, with streams of water from a rock. The rod that smote the river with blood is that same rod that struck the rock to bring forth out of it rich and life-giving water for Israel to drink. Even as our Lord's cross also has given to us that refreshing and sustaining drink, Christ's life-giving blood in the Holy Communion. For when the cross struck the rock, which is Christ our Lord, his side poured forth a fountain to strengthen and refresh us in this body and life for life eternal. And yet this rod was but a common piece of wood, even as our Lord's cross too was but common wood. They had in and of themselves no virtue, but as engines of divine action, they were and are the power of God, the wisdom of God, salvation, redemption, and life for his people, salvation, redemption, and life for us. Any virtue they contained was from him who appeared in the burning bush, from him who appeared in human flesh, that frail flesh which became the abode of God, instead of being consumed and brought to nothing by his presence, was ennobled, blessed, glorified, taken up into the divinity. And so the rod having its virtue in him who appeared in the bush, and the cross its saving power in the incarnate God who hung upon it, he saves us by it, and by it he conquers our enemies. Our Lord died, But he is not dead. He is risen. He is alive. And his cross is the sign and seal of his testament, placed upon your foreheads and upon your hearts, that though you die, you are not dead, but alive in him. And so in the morning when you get up, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and go joyfully to your work, for this is the sign that marks you as his own, as well as a remembrance of what he has accomplished for us by it. In the name of Jesus. Amen.